Episode 11, Become the Observer.
Welcome to the Lightworker Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Ubel-Grant. I am a lightworker, a meditation facilitator, Reiki master, and a health and wellness enthusiast who thrives on helping people. Connection is my superpower, and I just love bringing people to a space where transformation can occur. Are you looking for information on being a lightworker? Are you a lightworker and just love collecting knowledge from other lightworkers? Then this is exactly where you need to be right now. Spirit has brought you here for a reason, and my hope is that this podcast will offer some new information and insights that will help you on your journey. I am here to help you connect and grow on your true path as a lightworker. Hi everyone. How are you going? So today I thought I'd talk about meditation and how meditation has helped me. I wonder if you've ever tried meditation. Some of you may have, some of you may have not. I know that I get a lot of times at my meditation groups, people say, well, I can't meditate when they first arrive. All that chatter going on inside your head, it's so distracting. And I usually get to people saying, well, you're not supposed to think during a meditation, are you? And well, I have a little chuckle because I remember feeling exactly the same way. Not thinking is not actually the point of meditation. And that's a pretty tricky one because I think for a lot of years there's been, that was in the teaching that you'd sit there and not think. That was what you got told that meditation was. But I've found really meditation is not about trying to empty your mind or not think. It's actually about developing a non-judgmental awareness of the sensations and feelings that you may be experiencing. It's actually the labels that we give these experiences that give them meaning. So the labels we give these experiences are based on our past experience. So to break that cycle, really all we have to do is become aware that we're having a thought, become aware that there is chatter going on in our mind, to become aware of a feeling that our body is sending to us. Might be a sensation in your big toe, or it could be, you know, an emotion that comes up because you finally sat still and you're quiet. We all have mind chatter. It's just the way of being a human. To just stop thinking is not the point. What we are trying to achieve here is the ability to be the observer. So if you're sitting there and meditating and you're noticing a feeling, or you're noticing that you're thinking, change and shift your awareness and your focus on who's watching those things. Who is it? What part of you is actually able to see that you do have chatter and to see that you are having a feeling? And then pull yourself even further away from that and see who's observing the observer. And you can pull yourself even further away from that, and that's how you connect to that really quiet part that is inside your mind. And practice makes you good at doing this. Being the observer is the key. I've really found that meditation is a miraculous tool for understanding myself better. Even using the information that comes through from that mind chatter, or from the voice inside, if you like, I've found has been really useful over the years. I first became aware of the power of meditation after doing my level one in Reiki. And I did that years ago now. Part of learning Reiki is the journey of becoming an observer, really. I've found It's taken me a long time to work that out. But in the beginning, we're taught to do a self-healing. And to do that self-healing for 5 to 10 minutes every morning for 21 days. The idea is, and you're taught, that it is to balance your chakras and balance your energy and just spend some time giving some love to yourself. And the act of doing that actually gives you an opportunity to practice becoming an observer from that non-judgmental point of view, point of reference. The path of Reiki really is, when you're giving a healing, you are being an observer. You are not in the driver's seat. You are not giving the healing. You are holding space and allowing the universal energy to flow through you and into the recipient, whether that be for you when you're doing a self-healing or for another when you are doing a healing for a client or a family member or a loved one. And when you are giving those healings or holding space for those healings, you are actually given an opportunity to really sit in that observer's seat, to watch and just to notice. That's all you have to do. You don't need to give it a label. You don't have to think any deeper than that, just noticing it. And the practice of noticing it actually relaxes your mind and de-stresses your body and allows your body to fill with all those beautiful hormones of relaxation, and you yourself feel uplifted after giving a healing to someone. And I found that the act of doing those self-healings in the morning to really set me up for having a way better day than the days that I didn't do the self-healing. So I really started to notice that, hey, this sitting in contemplation and just allowing is really quite beneficial for my body. And then what I found, and not really when I was doing healing for people, but just sitting in that space of doing the self-healing in the morning, I found that there was this incessant voice that kept telling me that I was wasting my time, that I was really silly for doing it. And after a while, I found that I started to enjoy the meditation regardless of this voice in the back of my mind. And when I started enjoying it, I thought, I noticed a change in myself, and I even got a little protective of this time that I'd allocated, to the point where that voice changed and began to tell me that I can't do this in front of people because they might think that I'm weird and then I'd have to stop. I was so worried about my partner, who's now my husband, and what he would say if he caught me in the act of doing this self-healing meditation practice, that I would only meditate when I knew that he wouldn't be around. And what I found over the years, that voice changed and continued to change. That voice was actually my ego. And it's interesting when you actually start to realize that you can observe your ego as well. The incessant push that the ego has to latch onto anything that you are doing and to give you all the scenarios that could or would happen, I realized that the next phase of meditation was to out the ego so that you knew the shadow and the light. Once you recognize the voice, this voice of the ego, you're able to make a different choice. That's what I found. I went through the fear stage at first, where I used to ask the ego to step aside and I put it in a car seat and fed it lollies. That was something that one of my friends suggested to do with the ego. And I did this with visualization, obviously. But what I found was that at the time I didn't realize that this was just another lesson, that in doing that it was actually quite a fear-based action, of fearing the ego almost, thinking that it was doing something wrong. So what I found by shutting out the ego, that everything became a bit more stagnant, that movement didn't flow quite as easily. So what I found was that the voice of the ego in the background offering me the shadow decision, these days I'm able to see the light much more clearly when I do allow the ego in, because I can recognize it, not always, but often, and it's a practice. It helps me to make a good decision because I have practiced becoming the observer of that mind chatter and practiced being able to take a step back and observe the observer, and it gives me more time and slows down that automatic reactive process that we have of survival to make a more calculated decision in times of crisis or times of contemplation. So it's really important to set aside some time really for meditation, that within meditation you learn so much about yourself and how you interact with the world around you and how you interact with the people that are in your lives and how you affect their mood and they affect yours. Because you see, once you have a practice, you take that into your day. Because you are able to be an observer of your thought and of the sensations in your body while you're meditating, what you find is that ability to be an observer, you bring that into your day. You actually observe the interactions with people and how you're feeling when those interactions occur. And you're able to observe the mind and the ego and the chatter that happens within those interactions. And because you're the observer and you're seeing things from this point of view, it opens up more time. It's like you step into a time warp and time slows down and you can make a better decision in heightened sensitive times when maybe you'd normally react differently. You might, if it's anything like me, I used to, as soon as I was triggered, I call it triggered when somebody pokes an emotion that's quite sensitive for you. And I'd always, for me, anger was a big thing that came up for me in my younger years. Anger and frustration. And so if I was triggered in that way, I would have an automatic response that would just take over and I wouldn't have time really to think about whether I wanted to yell back or say something nasty back. It would just happen and then afterwards I'd regret it. So what I found with the meditation practice is that because I could be an observer and notice these feelings and take some time to feel them, ask myself where did they come from, and take that into my meditation practice and search for the answers, I actually found that I would slow down the game and make a better choice, and the interaction would be different, and because I would behave differently. And when I started noticing that I was able to have that effect on the people around me, I felt empowered, more empowered than I'd ever felt before. So it's something that I definitely recommend that you try if you haven't already. I know I've done previous podcasts with my teacher, and he gave us a little bit of insight into his practice and how he sits with emotions and is able to work through some of the challenges that life presents in a meditation practice. And I do that too, some of that technique, and I've found it to be extremely valuable. So there's a lot that you can do with meditation, but in the beginning, the main thing is to just sit and observe. Sit and watch what you're thinking about, how you're feeling, what emotions are coming up. Did you have a fight with your boss or a fight with your loved one? And are there lots of different things going through your mind about, he did this or she did that? And what I recommend that you try is to, instead of laying blame and placing ownership on different aspects of whatever the scenario was, just sit and observe how you're feeling about it. Sit and observe what actually occurred, and that is it. Don't worry about whether they should have done this or you should have done that, or the guilt or whatever emotion that's coming in. Just feel it, just allow it, and be an observer of it. When you're able to do that, life just becomes a lot easier, because you're not trying to fix anything, you're not trying to change the past or create something in the future. You are just being present in the now and acknowledging whatever is occurring inside your physical presence right now. And doing that means that you will be better for the next interaction that comes your way, because again, you're just observing. You're just seeing what is coming into your awareness. You aren't labeling it. You are just seeing. And making a decision based on what you observe, rather than allowing the impulse reaction that happens. So I hope that you've enjoyed a little bit of insight into meditation practice, and what my thoughts are on why meditation is so beneficial. What I do love is running the meditation groups and bringing women and men together to sit and talk about your week, and to just realize that we're all going through the same things, slightly different variations on the same theme, but really, we're all going through the same thing. We all have mind chatter. We all have frustrations. We all have guilt. We all have worry. We all are working through something. And we just want just a little bit of peace, a little bit of quiet, and a little bit of calm, and to find some relief from those feelings that are coming in. So when I'm doing those groups, what I find is when people share their story, share what's been happening for the week, they realize by listening to others as well that they're going through those same things. And in those interactions, they can find the answers to the questions they've been asking themselves during the week. And I'm finding that that's really powerful. Now, when I do a meditation group, I run it so that we have the discussion time at the beginning, and then we sit and do a meditation. And now the meditation that I like to do is guided meditation, because I find, especially in the beginning, it's really good for people to have a story or a vision to follow that can bring them back to the present moment. So they're going to notice if they've got mind chatter, and they're going to notice if they've got a cramp in their leg that's come along and is wanting to get their attention. But they're just noticing those things that are coming in, and then they're coming back to my voice as I give them and deliver them a meditation. And during these meditations, the ones that I do, we get guidance. We have guides that come in and give you answers. People speak to their loved ones that have crossed over. Sometimes there are animal guides that come in. What I encourage people to do is to just allow the first thing that pops into their mind and just observe it. Don't give it judgment. Just allow it. And later on, we'll have a laugh about it when you saw a white rabbit, you know? But in that moment, trust that you saw the white rabbit, and don't try and change it to the Black Panther or something like that because you think that the white rabbit's not the right thing, because we are given visions for a reason during meditation, and the main practice is to just observe those visions and just allow them to come in. And then as you share your experience afterwards, sometimes in the sharing of that experience after the meditation, you're actually talking through in your mind what you've seen, what messages have come through, what symbology may have come through. And I find people have huge aha moments when they're retelling what they've seen during a meditation. So that can be a powerful tool as well, is in that retell of what you experienced during a meditation and the transformation that occurs over time, because I run these groups weekly, is amazing. And the growth in the people that attend is just beautiful to watch. And there's lots of reports of life becoming easier and happier, and that they're creating time for themselves, and that they're working on that feeling guilty about taking the time, and they're realizing that taking the time out for themselves is actually beneficial to their families because they are showing up happier and in a better place every time that they're having these interactions with their family. And so therefore, overall, it's just a much more beneficial experience. So I just wanted to share that with you, that I do these meditation groups as well. And I also put these meditations that we create in these groups up onto a podcast called Guided Meditation Podcast. And if you, it's on iTunes and it's on some of the other platforms, but it's guidedmeditationpodcast.com. If you can't find it anywhere else, just go to the website. And I upload the meditations and have them there for you to listen to for free anytime you want. And it's just a good library of different meditations to use. They run vary from between 12 minutes and 20 minutes long. And we're always taken to some sort of a magical place. And they're beautiful and relaxing and very insightful, I find. Good tools for when you're needing answers from within. It opens you up, relaxes you and opens you up so that you can receive those messages. So I think that's probably all that I need to share with you today. I really hope that you've enjoyed it. I'd love to hear some comments, and I'd love to hear if there's something, a topic that you would like me to talk about, then I'm happy to do that. But for now, I hope you have a beautiful week. And I will see you next week. Head over to lightofwellness.com. That is www.lightofwellness.com now and sign up for my newsletter by joining the Light Tribe. I will keep you up to date with the latest info on upcoming episodes, workshops, meditation groups, and Reiki courses. I would also love if you have a chance to rate us on iTunes. Ratings means we are able to reach more people. Thank you again so much for joining me today. Have a great week. The content found within these podcasts are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Nothing on this website is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any physical or medical conditions. If you have any physical or medical conditions, you should seek the advice of your medical professional immediately.